Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, in the first segment, we're talking a lot about markets and the volatility and what's happening, you know, at the start of this year, and how do you position and take advantage of some of this volatility going through the year. And we're very happy to have a recurring guest back with us today. It's Philip Peterson. He's the Chief Investment Strategist. He's also the Head of Capital Markets Research at Manulife. Philip, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Guys, thank you for having me.
Okay, let's start maybe with just a bit of a recap. Let's go back to the beginning of the year, if you wouldn't mind, Philip, and give us your thoughts, or refresh us on your thoughts of how this year was setting up for you and what happened in the first quarter.
Sure. Well, if we go back to January 1 or, you know, towards the end of 2020, we did a lot of work around different growth environments, different inflationary environments, and what asset classes tend to do well and what asset classes tend to underperform. So coming into 2021, I think it's fairly obvious that everyone expected a higher growth environment. I mean, we were heading into recovery. We had a number of vaccines that were being rolled out, and so the vaccinations were going to pick up through the first quarter, and we were moving closer to that reopening that everyone is anticipating. So with that in mind, and we also saw some inflationary pressures that we're going to continue to build. Some of them were base effects that the Fed is talking about right now, but some of them are a little bit more static or enduring, and they're going to be around, they're going to be with us for a little bit longer. But that type of environment bodes well for equities, across the board, but I will come to some of the different asset classes in a bit. And it tends to be weaker for bonds. So in a stronger growth, stronger inflationary environment, on average, you tend to see the 10-year treasury yield move up by 0.5%. Now, when we're starting from an already low base, that results in some significant losses in fixed income products that a lot of people perhaps didn't anticipate. We anticipated a weaker US dollar. We've got that. And I would say largely, for the most part, the positive kind of attitude towards equities in Canada and the United States and around the world followed through, except for one, and this is a little bit of a sore spot for me, but emerging markets, that historically this is the best environment for emerging markets, did well in the fourth quarter, but really lagged in the first quarter, you know, really in the back half of the first quarter. I mean, up until the middle of February, emerging markets were doing quite well and then just gave up all the gains. So that's the anomaly, but otherwise the environment has kind of moved along plan. In fact, you know, we would argue that maybe we've gotten a year's worth of market movements in one quarter, being the first quarter. And since then, the market's kind of nudged higher, but not with any great force. But overall, you know, I don't think anyone's complaining about the returns this year.
I've got a
Philip, let's take
a
look at the first. Let me jump in here, Dave.
Yeah.
Let me just jump in here, Dave. First 4 months, you're talking about emerging markets not going according to plan. And what I've been noticing in the first 4 months is that there's been a lot of companies, both in Canada, US, and Europe, that have been pushed up in price when these companies, where I would call them junk companies, they weren't doing well prior to the pandemic. And now there's been a big rally in some of these industries. I noticed that their foot traffic going into movie theaters was low going into the 2019, turning into 2020. They've been rallying. If you look at malls and so forth. So this recovery rally, I think, has been a junk rally for the first part, and then also emerging markets being disappointing. So can we address those two pieces of why did we get such a great return in the first 4 months, and then what's going on in emerging markets?
Sure. I would say that, yes, we did see a junk rally. We have a lot of companies with very, very stretched valuations that, you know, don't make a lot of sense. In the first quarter of the year, we had a lot of we can call them whatever we want, the bro traders, the Robin Hood and its merry men, really step in and treat the market like sports betting, you know, like a game. We saw it with GameStop, which was ridiculous when GameStop was priced, you know, per share at over $500, and it should be barely worth 10. So there was that, but there was also a lot of good quality companies that were moving up as well. I would argue the Canadian banks, you have a lot of industrial companies that, you know, did okay. And remember, 2019 was not a great environment. It was actually a weaker economic environment overall. So there were reasons to expect that some companies that didn't do well or weren't doing as well pre-COVID could do better. Remember, global trade was down in 2019. You know, earnings were headed lower, or earnings growth was much weaker in 2019. We had trade wars in 2019. All that has gone away. But you're right. There are a lot of junky companies out there that have seen their stock price appreciate beyond what is reasonable. It's not the entire market. It's not the whole market. This is where we really have to parse out the market and saying, these are the areas that we want to focus on. Look, I'm willing to give up the massive gains, temporary as we think they may be,